Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 7 August 2024. Welcome to tonight's program. We're glad you're with us. And while I'm thinking of it, don't forget tomorrow being Thursday. If nothing happens, I should be in the office all day tomorrow. I'd love to hear from you. I really would. And tomorrow is a day that, unless you get really busy, I try to take time to talk to everybody as much as possible. And I hope you don't be offended if I'm in the middle of a phone call and get three or four more and got jumped. But I want to hear from you. If you have any questions about anything tomorrow that I can help you with, if you need some counseling, if you'd like to just have somebody to talk to, if you want to understand more about salvation through Christ and how it works, if you don't understand that, if you're one of those think, well, I've sinned too far, I can never come to Christ, too late for me. Call me tomorrow. I will prove to you that it's not too late. I'm serious. I'm not making that up. So if you feel down, depressed, and frustrated and think it's too late for me, you call me tomorrow and I'll tell you what's not. Okay, I'm here now for tomorrow. So is Crystal. Take orders, donations, whatever. And donations are appreciated and and as always needed, believe me. By the grace of God, folks, we kept the bills paid now for over 31 years. And by the grace of God and y'all being obedient to him and helping us. But it can get a little tight once in a while. And sometimes a little bit frustrating. But nonetheless, help us if you can. You can call tomorrow at 800-777-4403. We've had long distance. Please call this number, 304-846-4448. That way that doesn't cost anything to use a toll-free number. Now, not a lot of announcements to break all night. Just remember about coming up the 31st this month with the Natural Family Celebration. I'm looking forward to that more than you can believe. I really believe we're going to have a great time. I told you a quartet called the Brighter Side Quartet, one of the best, I think, in the state of West Virginia is going to be there. Another couple just called today. They're going to come and sing for us also. We're going to have some speakers. Coach Dave's going to be there. Jim Harrison, one of the guys that started this whole thing with the Natural Family Celebration, will be there. And maybe I'll say a few words, but I really need to, depending on what the Lord leads us to do. But nonetheless, we want to meet you face-to-face. Come and join us. It's going to be a little bit, I'm not going to say, we're going to do our best to organize it. We got two shelters rented. We may not need both of them. We may just need the one big one, but whatever. Come and join us. Bring along a sandwich, if you will. Let your children play some ball. They can do that while you're listening to some good singing or whatever. Let them enjoy themselves. Come and join us. Let's celebrate God's creation, the natural family. A man and woman married for life, rearing children in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. That's a natural family. And I can personally say this, now that I have great-grandchildren, how blessed I have been, not because I've been such a good man, no, but because I tried to obey Christ and teach my sons, my three sons, the ways of God, as best I understood how. I wish I could do some things over again, because I understand a lot more than I did years ago, but nonetheless, I did the best I knew how, and I've been rewarded over and over and over. Marsh and I have been married in November of 53 years. Now, I know it's not a record, but in today's time, the way things are today, it's not far from being a huge milestone that most people don't reach for a lot of reasons, mostly because of divorce and whatever. But I've been blessed beyond words in so many different directions. But that's not our discussion. Our discussion tonight is going to be with Summer Dre, Superior Mountain Herbs. Y'all don't know Summer? I'll ask her very quickly, give you a little quick bio if you're a brand new listener tonight or just started. Because Summer Dre, I've known now for several years. She took over the shop, so to speak, for Dr. Ron Green. Dr. Ron Green was one of the kindest, gentlest men I ever knew in my life. And that's the truth. He was an honorable man. Well, Summer stepped in, took over the business, and actually expanded quite a bit. And doing a bang-up job, working her tail off, trying to keep us up to date on everything that she can find for us that's healthy for us. And I know that I use the products. I use their herbal mineral salve a lot. I do. It's good for a lot of things. It's just the products actually work, folks. And there's something that Dr. Ron talked about for many years in this show, and Summer took over the program for him and took over the whole business and keeping it running very successfully. Summer, are you there?
I am. Hello. Good evening, everyone.
Good to have you, Summer. And just for the new listeners, tell them who you are and what you do and how you got started.
Well, it's an interesting thing. I, about 20 years ago, I was introduced to Dr. Ron Green. We are in a very tiny town. There wasn't a lot of good help for him as far as educated and personable, but also someone who shared the same faith in Jesus with him that he could trust to work with him. And more importantly, just, I guess, I assume, because now this is how I am in hiring people, is I think he trusted that I would handle his clients with the same heart that he had, which is, you know, listening to the best of your ability and just really having a heart to help people and meet them where they're at the best that you can, and be a good resource for people who are looking to do better for their health and do things differently than what maybe the mainstream or big pharmaceutical companies are kind of pushing people to do. You know, he wanted to offer people more natural, healthier options that actually work. You know, we aren't the type of herbal store that makes soaps and lotions and cute little things like that, because and while there's a great place for that in the economy and in business, really, my heart and my passion is just like Dr. Green's, is we want to be a serious resource for people who have some really serious issues going on, whether it's the COVID virus, or whether it's terminal cancer, whether it's chronic arthritis or diabetes or congestive heart failure, you name it. I mean, Dr. Green was really amazing at helping meet people where they were with natural products. And let me tell you, a lot of you are on blood pressure medications, you're on insulin or diabetic meds like metformin, you're on, you know, things for your eczema and cortisol steroids and things like that, or buying, you know, protein powders from Walmart, and that's all fine. I am not, my job is really not to change what you're doing or force you to change by any means what you're doing, just like Christ allows us to choose him, right? I mean, you know, He's not a dictator type God. He doesn't force you into doing what he wants. Just because he made you doesn't mean he's demanding you do what he has called you to do. He's put the calling out there. He has given you options, you know, follow me or follow Satan. That's basically where it comes down to. Because if you're following nothing, you are following yourself, which is really a place from an evil place. I mean, not to say that people are evil, but just not really searching for the higher power in the world, which is Jesus and God. And anyways, I went off on a tangent there, but my job is really, and I want to kind of start with saying, my job is really to be an extra resource for you, something that an alternative, a more natural alternative to what you might already be doing, and something that will actually help your body and not harm your body. And you'll hear me say this, I've said this years and years, you know, in a row, I I absolutely believe that there is a very important part for medical doctors, place in the world for medical doctors, especially in emergency medicine, especially for getting the diagnosis. But if we have our own minds and we want to do more research, or we want to trust in someone else to help us a little bit more naturally with the things that God has put on this earth for us to be able to utilize, I mean, actual herbs that no man planted, that no man put on this earth except our maker, then, you know, like Dr. Green used to say, he's no dummy, God. He knew exactly what we needed to heal our bodies. He also knew we were not going to live here forever on earth. Praise the Lord. If we know who he is and we've accepted him in our heart and we try to follow his example to the best of our being, we're going to be able to go to heaven one day and have a new body. But my job and my responsibility here on earth is to help your body that you have been given to stay in good shape or to get in better shape if it's in a horrible position right now. So I basically started working for Dr. Green, worked with him for about 17 to 20 years, somewhere in there, and about 5 years now, I took over the business. He decided he needed to retire, and it was time, and he kind of probably, much like myself, decided that if I don't do it right now, I'm never going to do it. So he made a very fast decision to close the doors to his business, hoping that I would continue and carry on. And so that's exactly what I intend to do, and that's what I've been doing for the past 5 years. We work with a lot of the same products, almost every product that Dr. Green had, we work with. We've taken away some things. We've turned them into tinctures, which, by the way, make them much more bioavailable to the body, meaning they absorb a lot more effectively and efficiently into the body. And we've just kind of beefed up the store a bit, so I'm really excited. Every month, we do a sale on something. Sometimes it's really small, piddly little things that are daily necessities. Other stuff is very, very big, more expensive items, but I feel like they need to get into the hands of people, and I need to make this more available for everyone. So once a month, I do a sale on something. This month, it's on 3 things, and we'll talk about those here in a second. Every Friday, I do a Flash Friday sale. That's some other random item that I think would be fun to put on sale for some reason or another.
And by the way, Summer, I don't want to interrupt you, but I haven't been getting those to send out. So I don't know what's happened to them, but I've not been getting them to send out.
Those only come through if you go to our website and you go to the very bottom and you subscribe, you'll actually get the once a month newsletter of what's available or what's on sale, I should say. But Friday, we don't send out, we do send out a newsletter, but it goes to whatever email that you set up in there. So every Friday morning at midnight, basically, first thing in the morning, there'll be an email that states, here's what's on sale for Friday. It's a Friday sale only. And that sale does not go on to the next day and whatnot. So if anyone has trouble with that, or they would like, or they don't have internet, or they don't use email, that is absolutely fine. Give me a call or text me, and I'll give you my number now for those of you who have a pen and paper ready, which is always a great, I don't know what that was, is always a great tool, is I want you to get a pen and paper. I want to give you my phone number. I am very easy to reach on text or voicemail phone, you know, on the phone, voicemail, you name it. My phone number is 406-274-7579, 406-274-7579. In case any of you get disconnected or have to leave early, I want to make sure you also have my website, the website where you can order direct or you can subscribe to get those emails monthly and every Friday is...
Uh-oh. Did we lose her? Am I still here, Todd? Uh-oh, we lost her. Folks, I'll get her back on. I tell you, live radio can be a challenge sometimes, but that's what makes it interesting, I suppose. We lost her somewhere there, but we'll get her right back on again. And, folks, I will tell you, Summer's heart is in what she's doing. She may talk your ear off when you call her, but she's ready to help you in what she can. And I do mean that. She'll do her best to understand your situation and help you get everything back on track. I know this for a fact. She got her love for people, I guess, from Dr. Green, the way he treated people. Of course, that all come from Christ originally, but I understand that you work with somebody like Dr. Green, some of his attitude and care has got to rub off on those around him, and I think it did Summer for sure. So I think she's back with us. Are you back, Summer?
I am, and I time. I don't know if I pushed a button or somebody else did. I heard a bunch of beeps, and then it went dead. So by the way,
Tyler, I can barely hear her now. Maybe give more volume. But you were mentioning about the website, and you got cut off.
Okay, so the website is www.superiormountainherbs.com. That's where you want to be able to go to order any products. You can also go there and just see what we have in the store. And my email address is also accessible through that as well. So this month, it's August, obviously. We're coming towards the end, getting ready for fall, but still definitely summer out here in Montana. We are in Superior, Montana, if anyone's curious. Majority of all of our herbs either come from the woods or we grow them. We order small amounts of things that are organic herbs. We only use organic herbs, and we don't source anything out of China, by the way. You always want to be very cautious of where you're getting your products. Had a gentleman call today, said he found a place online that had a really great salve for his skin cancer, and unfortunately it said it was packaged or something in North Carolina or wherever it was. Turns out when he tracked the shipping, it was coming out of Wuhan, China. So we want to be very, very cautious of where we're purchasing things. We are very local here in Montana, and everything is sourced local that we can possibly get here, okay? All right, so I want to dive right into the three things that we have on sale this month. If anyone gets disconnected and they want to give me a call back, you can try to reach me again on my phone number, which is 406-274-7579. But if you've got your pen and paper, let's sort of dive into what is on sale the month of August at Superior Mountain Herbs. Now, these three things that I'm going to talk about, they sort of revolve around people with high blood sugar, hyperglycemia, diabetes, pre-diabetics, people that maybe haven't been diagnosed with diabetes, but they're making more sugar and taking in more sugar than they are producing insulin. And so sometimes it's just all we have to do is alter the diet with a type 2 diabetic, getting rid of a lot of the carbs and specific proteins, and definitely the sugary drinks and snacks and whatnot, alcohol, things of that nature. Exercise, believe it or not, exercise is actually really important for diabetics. Sometimes I think we think it's because, diabetics are typically overweight. I know a lot of diabetics who are in great shape, but they don't exercise. And typically, as soon as they begin exercising, literally walking around the block a couple times every evening, boom, their prediabetes goes away. There are some other things to do if you don't like to exercise or you physically can't exercise. So we'll go over some of these things tonight. All right, the number one thing I want to talk about tonight, and the other thing, by the way, we'll talk about is something that Pastor Butch uses, which he just mentioned earlier, one of our salves. But let's get into the first item. The first item is something we make called Pancreas Advance. It's a capsule. By the way, all of our capsules are vegan kosher. There's no synthetic fillers or binders in any of our capsules because we hand encapsulate, where a lot of the times these machines, they use flow agents and fillers so that the machines don't stick and get gunked up, and they put preservatives in there to keep your product good longer. And of course, that's not good because synthetic ingredients create inflammation in the body. Chronic inflammation encourages disease growth, stress, fatigue, discomfort, you name it. So many things. The Pancreas Advanced capsules that we make are usually $20 for 100 capsules, but on sale this month, we've got them for $17, okay? So it's a great little discount there you get. Typically, most people take somewhere between one capsule and three capsules at lunch, and then again, one to three capsules at dinner. So right before lunch, boom, take those. Right before dinner, boom, take those. Most people are not do not have high blood pressure in the morning before they've eaten. Very few people do. If you do, you're somebody who's going to need to take some in the morning as well. Now, how many should you take? One, two, or three? I don't know. This is going to be dependent on your blood sugar or the meal you're eating or both, right? So we want to be kind of cognizant of that, especially if you can check your own blood sugar. If you can't, pay attention to your body. Start with maybe one at lunch, one at dinner. See how you respond. If you feel like you're not getting the typical symptoms you used to get, great. If you are, beef it up a little bit more. Now, the thing with high blood sugar, which is also known as hyperglycemia, there's a lot of reasons why people can get high blood sugar. Obviously, food and drink, right? Eating too much sugar, carbohydrates, you name it, alcohol, things that are high in calories and carbohydrates. A lot of medications, beta blockers, antipsychotics, cortisol steroids, even taking diabetic medications incorrectly or not even taking enough of them, if you're planning on taking diabetic meds, can actually cause or encourage high blood sugar. Other things, again, lack of exercise, dehydration. We've got to hydrate those cells, and stress. Stress can cause diabetes. So again, if you have high stress, let's talk about taking something like CBD oil or ashwagandha that can help with stress and anxiety so we don't start triggering other issues within our body. Other reasons why people have high blood sugar, sometimes it's certain illnesses like being sick with a cold or flu, experiencing injuries or going into surgery can actually change your blood sugar levels. Hormonal changes are big ones. We see a lot of people as they get older becoming pre-diabetic, right? A lot of that has to do with lack of exercise and things. But as we age, and many of you have heard me say this before, as we age, our hormones decrease, they start depleting, and so inflammation increases, right? Things like pregnancy can change our blood sugar, Cushing syndrome. There's a couple other that are kind of floating off the top of my head that I can't think of, but definitely hormonal changes could really be a factor. And we make some things to help balance out your hormones naturally. So if you have any problems with low progesterone, too high of estrogen, you have low testosterone, I can help you with some of these things naturally. Okay. And of course, other conditions like problems just with your adrenal glands, which also help produce hormones, your pancreas, if you've had damage to the pancreas or poor pancreatic function and stuff like that. That can all be reasons why people get high blood sugar. And again, remember that pre-diabetes, it's called non-diabetic hyperglycemia. It just means that your blood glucose is raised beyond the normal range that it's supposed to be in, but it's not so high that you actually have full-blown diabetes. But that means you are at risk of developing type 2 diabetes. And I'll tell you, you really don't want to be in a position where you've got type 2 or type 1 diabetes, because if you're prescribed medications from your doctor, they can have, you know, dramatic impacts on the organs in your body. And so a lot of times people also say, well, why would blood sugar go up without eating, you know, especially first thing in the morning? And sometimes it does. It goes up even when you're fasting or you're not eating, and it's because your body isn't making enough insulin, right? And insulin's a hormone that allows your cells to absorb the sugar and get it into the muscles so it can be utilized in exercise and things like this, okay? So that's just another reason. I get that question a lot. Well, how do I do that? I mean, how can I do that if I'm fasting? How is that happening? And so what are some of the dangers of high blood sugar? Because remember, tonight's topic is all around high blood sugar or issues with the pancreas or kind of helping to learn how to balance blood sugars naturally, right? And some people say, listen, I really don't want to watch what I eat. I enjoy my life. And that was my 86-year-old father. He enjoyed having his Coca-Cola once a day. He enjoyed having a little sugary bite of something once a day. He wasn't a big junk food eater, but those are two big things at his age that he probably should not have been eating. And so what are some of the damages that high blood sugar can do? Hyperglycemia, what can it do? It can cause a lot of complications if you leave it alone. Obviously, things like headaches and dizziness and, you know, vomiting and all kinds of crazy symptoms that can come out. But let's talk about the basics. Damage to the eyes, damage to your blood vessels, which, by the way, especially damage to the eyes, you're going to want to increase your vitamin E, like Edward intake. Blood vessels, copper is vital for helping repair blood vessels and basically maintaining the integrity of our blood vessels. Unfortunately, we're not getting enough copper in our diet anymore, both because of copper water lines have been removed from homes, but more importantly, because there's not enough copper in the soil to feed our vegetables and to leach into our vegetables and the food that cows eat, which is grains and hay and alfalfa and everything else that, that copper should be absorbing. So we're not getting copper like we used to. And so copper, liquid copper, we actually make something called Superior Liquid Nano Copper, does a great job helping mitigate that and repair blood vessels and valves. Other damages that can be done or damage that can be done by high blood sugars to the kidneys, really actually the number one thing that happens with high blood sugar if it's not been regulated is kidney damage. The problem is a lot of these medications that they give you actually further kidney damage or will give you kidney damage. So it's kind of that fine line of, gosh, we need to lower the blood sugar, but we don't want to damage the kidneys anymore. What in the heck can we do? This is why people just say, I don't know, I'm just going to trust my doctor. But the doctors don't have anything else legally they're able to recommend, such as an herb, because that's not their wheelhouse. But more importantly, their insurance will not cover them if they recommend an herb and something, God forbid, happens, or your blood sugar doesn't get lowered enough, et cetera, et cetera. My job, I'm not your medical doctor. I'm not a doctor. Consult your doctor. Utilize your doctor as a resource. Start taking the Pancreas Advanced capsules if you choose to, and check in with your doctor to check your blood sugar or get yourself a blood sugar checker, little prick, you know, prick your finger or something like that to see where your blood sugar is. Do your due diligence. Make sure that what you're doing is working. That includes with medications. A lot of people say, you know, I've been taking this to lower my blood sugar, but it's not really working. Well, yeah, it's time to change that up and try something different, right? Same with high blood pressure. I hear that all the time. So we make things that can help, that can mitigate those, get rid of the need to use pharmaceutical drugs. Not in every case, but in a lot of them. So let's be a little bit more kind to the vessel that God gave us to house our soul in, right? We don't want cardiovascular disease because high blood sugar can damage your blood vessels, as I mentioned. It can cause heart attacks and strokes. Again, kidney damage, eye damage, nerve damage, which is also, if anyone's got diabetes, they know the big N word, neuropathy. It is painful. It's burning, tingling, numbness. It's like needles in your feet. You trip, you fall a lot more easily because you can't feel your feet. You get poor circulation, which leads to our next product. We'll get to it in a second, because the poor circulation can actually increase your risk of getting skin infections or ulcerations and little, you know, issues like that, which can definitely travel into the bone and cause amputations. We have lots of people who've unfortunately used the insulin route or had not taken good care of their body and their blood sugar and didn't treat diabetic wounds properly. And a lot of that, to be honest, you guys, why do diabetics get these wounds that are so debilitating? It's not that they don't care or they're lazy. They don't feel the pain and discomfort that may be in between their toes or at the bottom of their foot or at the base of their heel where they're not looking every day. These wounds fester. There's not a good rich blood supply to carry white blood cells there.
All right, coming to break. We're going to break. Folks, don't go away. She got a lot more to talk about. Any questions, comments, next half hour, you know where we are. 844-769-2944.
Seeking souls of fallen men. Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul
here.
I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSG. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Brothers, hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back and already on the downhill half of the last broadcast this week. These 2 weeks go by so fast. I mean, a month is like a week used to be as a young boy, and a day is like an hour. I mean, it's just amazing how fast time's going by. And I don't know where this world's headed exactly, but we're getting there at a very quick pace. And the future, in a lot of ways, not looking very good. But tonight we're talking to Summer Dre. She is here to actually, if I help you, maybe brighten your day some. Help get rid of some of your pain, some of your frustration because of physical ailments. Summer is good at this. I know this lady now for several years. And people that call her talk to me and brag on her and tell me how much she enjoys working with him and how much she cares. So if you have a health problem, I don't care what it is, give Summer a call. It won't cost you a penny to call except what it costs to make a long-distance phone call. She will share with you all the information she has. And you can tell she knows what she's talking about, but she also gets excited talking about it. So get ready to have your ear talked off a little bit, but she'll help you understand a lot of things because she's into it with all of her heart. Summer, go ahead.
I appreciate that so much. You're right. I absolutely am very invested in my clients, and a lot of them know that. I hope they at least feel that. That's for certain. We were talking before we left about some of the damages that high blood sugar can do. So I want to kind of quickly just go over some of them again because some people don't know. A lot of times I'll ask a client, do you have high blood sugar? And they say, I don't think so. Well, if you're not getting a blood test, you may not know, but there's a lot of symptoms to look out for. Things like fatigue, blurred vision, unintentional weight loss. Keep in mind, unintentional weight loss could also be a sign of cancer. Chronic UTIs, urinary tract infections or inflammation or other infections, headaches, lightheadedness. And we're not talking about just every once in a while. Obviously, everyone gets a headache here and there, but just kind of that consistent or very frequent headaches and lightheadedness, dry skin. We're talking substantially dry, flaky skin, excessive thirst, which can also be an endocrine or an adrenal problem, but frequent urination, feet problems. We talked about poor blood flow to the lower extremities, wounds on the feet that aren't, or lower extremities, legs, ankles, that are not healing well. That's a big sign because oftentimes, you know, when we have high blood sugar, we are not getting the circulation to the lower extremities that we need. So sometimes we'll get swelling down there where blood and the platelets pool in the legs. So we need to take like a bit of a diuretic, like stinging nettle or flow relief, to get that water retention out. But we get these wounds when we're diabetic because we can't feel the damage that's been done, and then the wound becomes infected. Okay, hearing loss, which is really interesting. A lot of people don't think about hearing loss being associated with the pancreas or pancreatic function, but high blood sugar can actually damage some of the nerves in the inner ear. And what that does is it changes the signaling, of course, between the brain and the ear, right? What goes back and forth, what travels back and forth from the brain, from the ear to the brain, to send it that message. We're just not getting the proper nerves, the proper blood flow, all that. So diabetics really have a lot to look out for, not just their diet, but their body in general. When we talk about the pancreas advanced capsules for $17 this month, again, 100 capsules for $17, you know, that is a really amazing way of how we can lower blood sugar naturally. So majority of my clients take about 2 capsules at each meal, lunch and dinner. So they're going through a little over a bottle, maybe a bottle and a quarter every month. But what I suggest you do is check in with your doctor or prick your finger after a couple times of doing this to figure out how you're doing. If you don't, how your blood sugar's looking, I should say. If you don't have that ability, then just listen to your body, as I mentioned earlier, okay? So we've gone over some of the damages of high blood sugar. We've gone over what in the heck high blood sugar is. And so when we talked about those diabetic wounds that you can get, whether it's a crack in the heel that just is dry, you think it's not a big deal, but bacteria travels between that crack, finds a little way into a tiny amount of blood or in the tissue there, and it starts becoming infected. Again, you may not feel it, you may not notice it or anything, because you don't have much pain or much feeling down there due to the horrible neuropathy that happens with diabetics. So the other thing we make that is phenomenal at healing wounds is something called herbal mending salve, okay? Herbal mending salve. We make it with calendula. We take calendula flowers, we soak them in oil over about 6 weeks. We press that out and we add some comfrey as well, and we do the same thing. We mix that with some other great material that soothes the skin, it kind of calms the skin, and is really easy to absorb. But why calendula? Because calendula has been shown to help wounds heal faster, bottom line. It helps promote healthy tissue to grow. But it does this because it increases blood flow. It actually stimulates some blood flow and stimulates oxygen to travel to that affected area, which helps the body grow new tissue. That's where that promoting new tissue comes in. The other really nice stuff about this herbal mending salve, you can use it on third degree burns. It's amazing at helping promote that skin and also to kill off any infection that could be in there. Keep in mind, and this is kind of just because you use this salve, it doesn't mean your wound will heal like that. If you don't have enough white blood cells in your blood, we've got to have enough white blood cells in the body to be able to flow through the blood and get to that impacted area, that affected area. Okay. So if we don't have good white blood cells or enough of them, you know, this stuff is going to somewhat work, but not really. So you need to make sure you're doing something to boost up that body's immune system. We make something called the American Indian Tea. That is a whole nother topic I don't want to get into tonight, but I could talk for hours on the Indian tea, the amazing testimonials of it putting people into pure remission, literally with terminal pancreatic cancer, terminal breast cancer, terminal lung cancer. I mean, unbelievable work that the Indian tea can do, but it also helps to encourage blood flow. It builds up your white blood cell production exponentially and so much more. So again, I could get on a rabbit hole of that. I don't want to do that to y'all tonight. We're talking about high blood sugar or pancreatic function and wounds that are related to diabetics or things that diabetics get. So our herbal mending salve, it's super moisturizing too. So we have a lot of clients who use it topically on eczema or psoriasis, although that's really a Band-Aid for the root problem, which is more of the adrenal glands and the body overreacting to chemical toxicity. But the herbal mending salve that we hand make here at Superior Mountain Herbs is usually $35. We've got it $5 off this month. It is a game changer. It is amazing. We use it on everything from acne scars to surgical sites when after the stitches have been removed to promote that healthy tissue to grow, and just so much more, okay? to me, is a professional opinion, anyone who's a diabetic should have this herbal mending salve in their medicine cabinet. Now, when my father had diabetes back in the day, he didn't do anything herbal, right? Nothing at all. He didn't trust anything herbal going into his body. That's just the generation he came from. He just trusted in doctors. His parents weren't really educated on wellness, health and wellness, more educated on medicines and how that would work in the body. The two things that he would use was the herbal mending salve and our Mountain Mender Gel. The Mountain Mender Gel is not on sale this month. However, what my father would start, this is sort of what he did, okay? He would have a dry, cracked heels and feet, you know, very, very dry skin because, again, lack of circulation down there to be able to oxygenate and bring moisture down into those lower extremities. He'd get cracks in his heels. Well, my mom, would every night before he would go to bed, would look over his feet, which, God bless her, she was amazing to him, such a blessing to my dad. She would look over his feet, and she would notice that, oh, there's a crack there. But it wasn't pink, it wasn't red, it wasn't infected, there's nothing wrong with it yet. So what she would do is she would put a little bit dabble of the gel in there, in that little crack, just a little tiny dollop, and to make sure that, God forbid, there was any bacteria festering in there, just hadn't created an issue yet, that would kind of eradicate that infection, that potential infection. Then she would take a little glob of the herbal mending salve and rub it right on the bottom of his foot. Sometimes he would lay, especially in the summer months, he'd lay with his feet on the outside of the bed, and they would just air dry, and that would soak in. Other times in the winter time, when he wanted to get cozy and warm underneath the heating blanket, they would put socks on, right? So kind of the salve would sort of drive into the skin. By morning, that crack was not only healed up, but there was no infection. So she would do that nightly, and she learned that the hard way because he had many diabetic wounds and almost had to have his toe amputated. But again, with these two products, we saved his toe. Okay, our Mountain Mender Gel is different than the herbal mending salve. The salve is on sale this month for $30. The gel is not. The gel is $30 usually, and that's its current price right now. They really both should be in your medicine cabinet. And to be honest, if you're a mom, if you're a grandparent, if you are an athlete, if you know are a sports enthusiast, these are two things you should probably have in your medicine cabinet anyways, because we get bug bites. We get scrapes and bruises from doing you know, riding motorcycles and hiking in the forest, you know, whatnot. So getting a tick on us, anything like that, this is phenomenal stuff. We actually keep the gel in our camper as well, in case there's ever an emergency and a need to use that. So the herbal mending salve is very powerful, and a lot of that contributed to the calendula and the comfrey that we put in there to combat infection, to soften the skin, to increase blood flow and oxygen so that the area can heal much more quickly, okay, much more quickly. The last thing that we have on sale this month is called the sugar suppressing tincture, and that sounds really awesome, but what in the heck does it do, okay? It's made from an herb called Gemena sylvestre. Kind of reminds me of like Gemma and Sylvester Stallone together. but what it does is it's really an Ayurvedic medicine, which is from India, that is homeopathic, and it's a really strong herb to treat diabetes. It treats inflammation, it treats asthma, and even snake bites, believe it or not. It's got some antibacterial properties to it. It's got some hepatoprotective properties to it, which helps protect the blood and the liver. And it's got some blood sugar lowering properties. Typically, we take about a squirt, maybe two squirts a day in whatever it is that we're eating or drinking. But let me just kind of give you an idea. I was looking up a study. One of the studies was when people were given the sugar-suppressing tincture 1 hour before being offered food, it actually changed their perception of the sweetness and reduced their likelihood of going back to the sweets, to the junk food. So especially if you have kids, if you're a diabetic, even if you're not, you're pre-diabetic, or you just have a rotten habit of eating a lot of sugar or, you know, sugary things like excessive carbohydrates or liquor, things like that, sweets, you name it, it absolutely will help you curb that. I kind of actually tried it on myself. I'm not a big sweets person anyways, but I had tried just seeing. I don't crave sugars at all, very, very rarely. And I had taken, this is kind of my own little experiment, at Costco, you know, you go to Costco or Sam's Club, they have the pizza, and they've got the hot dogs, and they've got the soda. I could tell I was getting low blood sugar. I hadn't eaten much, really anything all day. It was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I hadn't had breakfast or lunch, and I was starting to get that irritated, tired, dry mouth, just ornery feeling coming on. And what I did is I actually ended up having the sugar-suppressing tincture with me in my overnight bag, and I put a little bit into some water, a couple droppers, you know, a squirt in there into some water on my way to Costco. I drank that about an hour drive. When I got to Costco, I thought, I'm going to try having a root beer, like what I would do if I really needed a sugar kick quick and I didn't have access to food. So I got it, a root beer. Oh, immediately I was like, ugh, I dumped it out, and I refilled it, and I took another sip, and I dumped it. And I went up to the lady, and I said, I think there's something wrong with your machine. She said, we just changed everything. So what had happened is it made it taste like soap, and it did not taste well at all. So it absolutely works at changing your perception of the sweetness and reduced my desire to go back, which not only helped me take in fewer calories, right, but it also helped me not encourage more more of the diabetic issues that, well, I don't have diabetes, but if I did, that could be happening. So the sugar-suppressing tincture is really, really, really amazing stuff. But keep in mind, you don't have to do it just – I actually wasn't taking it for diabetes, as I mentioned. I had it in my overnight bag for inflammation, and I had had a pretty bad bug bite that I was trying to get to calm down, and I hadn't used it yet. So nonetheless, when I actually took that tincture that same day where the soda tastes like soap, my bug bite reduced its swelling by 3/4 by the time I got back to the car from shopping around at Costco. And it's also great for inflammation. We do make some other things that are a little bit more powerful for reducing inflammation, but this sugar-suppressing tincture helps to reduce inflammation specifically in the pancreas and in the gut system as well. So it's phenomenal for that. You know, before we kind of wrap up a little bit, I want to talk about some of the dangers of you not healing your diabetic wounds properly. We can talk about things like nerve damage, which neuropathy, that big N word that I can't stand because it is, I know how painful and difficult it is, but it can cause nerve damage if we don't heal these little wounds. It can cause a weakened immune system. High blood sugar alone really can prevent the immune system from functioning properly. So if you're chronically sick and things like that, another thing might be to look at is check your blood sugar, okay? Narrow arteries, diabetes can make it harder for wounds to heal, but can also narrow up your arteries, which creates peripheral arterial disease, PAD, PAD is what we call it, and that can reduce blood flow to the legs and feet that we talked about earlier. Very, very dangerous. Symptoms of slow healing wounds include things like bad odor, of course, some pus drainage, fever chills, numbness, sometimes no pain at all, believe it or not, inflammation and redness. Those are the two biggest red flags that, hey, we've got a wound that's really not healing well. And, of course, you're going to get that pink tissue in the beginning because all your white blood cells are there to kind of attack the bacteria that just entered. But we don't want these infections, these wounds left untreated because they can lead to massive infections. They can lead to gangrene, which is when the tissue dies, poor blood flow, and amputations, which clearly not good at all. Small cuts on the feet, you guys, can turn into diabetic ulcers in the matter of days. So very, very important to maintain your high blood sugar and keep track of these little wounds that you have. And another person has asked me yesterday, they said, how does glucose affect the immune cells? Why is it that people that are diabetic seem to be not as healthy typically? And you know, glucose is really important for proper function of immune cells, but high amounts of glucose can actually lead to an impaired function of the immune system. And other pathological conditions, really. But again, if you're kind of suffering from chronic illness, couple things is check the adrenal glands. Again, has an impact. Diabetes has an impact on the adrenal glands. And check your blood sugar, okay? And make sure you're checking your blood sugar a handful of times a day, both when you're eating, when you're not eating, when you're eating a normal, like, let's say, a salad and steak, you know, versus you eating, you know, a cake, a bite of, you know, cheesecake or something else like that. So always kind of dig into that. What we don't want to have happen is lactic acidosis, which is when lactate builds up in your blood and your pH levels become too acidic. That can happen with diabetics. So again, we really want to help to regulate blood sugar effectively. And there are other things to do other than taking metformin. Metformin, you guys, causes a massive vitamin B12, B like boy, B12 deficiency. Big, big problem. So if you've ever been told you've got your low in B12, make sure you're not taking metformin. Make sure your doctor knows you're low in B12 and you probably should not be taking metformin, because a B12 deficiency can cause symptoms like fatigue, vision problems, pale or kind of yellow skin, which can also mean there's something wrong with your liver, of course. But it can absolutely tear up your kidneys. So if you already don't have good kidney function, you should definitely not be on metformin. Metformin, you guys, and I got to be careful on how I word this. I'm much more happy to say this not on the air if you want to discuss this more personally with me on the phone. But I will say that there is a correlation between diabetes, metformin, and doctors. We are seeing more and more people, more and more junk food being consumed is being pushed, more hydrogenated oils being pushed, all these things that are bad for us being pushed on us. Doctors aren't even talking to us about diet and nutrition when we're talking about diabetes, cancers, anything like that, because either they're not educated, or it's the more sugar you eat, the more garbage you eat, the worse off you're going to be as far as diabetes and cancer goes. And that gives them the ability to keep prescribing medications, which keeps your foot coming back into that door. It is a revolving door. We can help you get off of, or wean off of at the very least, medications if that's your choice, okay? You know, some serious side effects that can come, and I know we've got just a couple minutes left, and there's something else I want to talk about, but some other serious side effects other than the lactic acidosis, lactic acidosis, because it creates more acidity in the body, is deadly for people with cancer. Cancer thrives in an acidic environment. It also cannot stand oxygen, cancer, by the way. So this is another reason why exercising, even if it's just mild walking, is very, very important. So we really need to be careful of some of these medications that they're just so welcome to throw at us, because, by the way, they get a giant kickback from these different pharmaceutical companies. And your kidneys are really important. Your kidneys are actually what help you remove metformin from your body. So if your kidneys aren't working the way they should in the first place, you have no business taking metformin, like really no business taking it at all, okay? So beat the metformin horse with a really big stick. Last thing, you guys, and the sugar-suppressing tincture, the cost of it's usually $20. It's on sale for $15. It's $5 off. So again, we've got the pancreas advanced capsules, which help lower blood sugar naturally, are about $17 a bottle this month on sale. The herbal mending salve that we use to treat wounds, burns, other kinds of skin-related issues and damage, diabetic ulcerations, etc., is $30. That's also $5 off its usual cost. Last but not least, that sugar-suppressing tincture that works for inflammation and other things, but predominantly prevents you from craving sugars. You've got to take it regularly, however, okay? Because I was taking, by the way, the sugar-suppressing tincture regularly for the inflammation. So that's why it was in my system and it worked so well, and I never drink soda. Otherwise, I would have noticed days or weeks before. But that sugar-suppressing tincture is also $15 this month. Last couple minutes, I just want to wrap up. Pastor Butch had asked me something. He asked if I had any good minerals or vitamins, okay? I do make some great products that actually have tons of minerals and vitamins, including our daily greens, which are loaded with things like kelp and spirulina and chlorella and things that help chelate and move toxins out of the body and are just loaded in general with a lot of different minerals. We sell copper, liquid copper, which is super safe to take. And as I mentioned earlier, it is it's phenomenal for helping support the bloodstream or the blood vessels, helps with connective tissue diseases or problems, damage done to tendons, but it's great as an antibacterial and antimicrobial in the body. One of the companies that I actually would be buying my tablet vitamins from is a company called Melaleuca. They are an MLM type business. They are a multi-level marketing type business. I don't work for them. I do shop for their products. I buy all of their house cleaning goods because they actually work, and they work well, and they're very affordable. As a single mom, I don't have money to throw around, and so I need stuff that works, but I'm very mindful of not putting things into my body that's going to bog down my liver and kidneys and everything else. That includes supplementation. That's why we don't put any synthetic ingredients, fillers, flow agents, anything into any of our supplements, including our capsules. We don't make a tablet, but Melaleuca's tablets are amazing because they bind their minerals with fruits and vegetables. They are the only company in the world that has a patent to be able to bind their minerals with fruits and vegetables. So if you're seeing other companies claiming that, it's false claim, just so you know, number one. And number two, you're not absorbing what you should. So you're not only wasting your money, you're creating an inflammation response in your gut system. If you need help or want to learn more about Melaleuca, you can call me at my number, 406-274-7579. I look forward to hearing from all of you tomorrow or throughout this week. If you have any questions about any other products we have, go to www.SuperiorMountainHerbs.com. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com is the website. You're welcome to place your order there. But I'd love to help you. I want to help make sure you're getting the right thing, that you're taking the right amount. So call me. Let me help you place your first order and get you acquainted with the website. I love you guys so much. I hope that you choose to honor your body and do what's best for it, whatever you think that is, whether it's medicines, whether it's herbs, whether it's just nothing yet prayer and food. Whatever it is, I'm here to support you. No judgment, no criticism. Your body, your journey. Let's just do the right thing and take good care of each other and support each other in all of our wellness journey. And I hope you guys have a wonderful night. Listen to Pastor Butch and go donate, just like I did at the break. Went on the computer, donated. It's very, very simple, very easy. Go to support us. There's a drop-down bar that says donate now. Click there. You could put in $10, $300, whatever your budget allows. And just remember, like the woman at the well, even a penny helps everything.
Amen. Good job, Summer, as always. My gosh, what a testimony, what a zeal you have. Thank you for joining us tonight.
I appreciate you so much. I really appreciate what you're doing to help keep people on the right path and to give them support. I love that you're offering for people to call you to talk about their salvation or their lack of. I think that's powerful. And honestly, guys, he should not be the only one doing that to our friends, our family, and listeners. We should all be making that if we walk that walk, we need to be helping everyone find out who
Amen.
Jesus is.
Well, God bless this. Talk to you soon, folks. I love you, and I'll see you in the office tomorrow. Lord willing, have a great night. Please keep in touch with us. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.